Now it's time for our weekly trip around Alaska. We'll go first to Minto, an Athabascan village smack dab in the middle of the state. And then we'll head south to one of the best places to net a sockeye salmon right now, Soldotna, on the Kenai Peninsula.
My name is Cheryl Charlie. I'm the tribal administrator, and I'm here in Minto, Alaska. It's about 3 hours from Fairbanks. We're off of the Hall Road. It's a small village. It's a lot of fun. People are going out in boats, checking to see how the berries are. We're all anxious to go out and pick blueberries now. And since it quit raining and the sun's been out, we're hoping they look pretty good right now. Quite a few of our village members, people from Fairbanks, their families are going to be going over to Old Minto next week for a camp, cultural camp. Usually we would take elders over. They will tell us stories, show us how to do games. They'll show the younger kids how to cut fish, hang fish. In the evenings will be story time, games, just stuff like that. We could have like between 70 and 80 people will show up. It's kids, grandkids. People's been looking forward to it all summer.
My name is January Yeager, and I'm the project coordinator for Soldotna Chamber of Commerce. Soldotna proper is probably about 4,000 people, but the area encompasses so much more. We're so close to Kenai that we're really, you know, kind of the twin cities here. And the surrounding areas of Sterling and Kasilof, it makes up to where we're probably more like 10,000 or 12,000 people. It's grown a ton. In the last probably 20 years or so, we've really had a huge influx of folks. And then, of course, in the summertime, we grow really, really, really big with all of the fishermen and all of that stuff that come down to enjoy the Kenai rivers. It's hot. It's very hot. Sunday was a record number of sockeye in the river, and then on Monday we had 177,000. I think there was like 85,000 the day after that. So people are catching them left and right. The limit's been increased, and it's just hopping around here. Ted Stevens Day is July 23rd. So that group is putting on a concert in the park with a beer garden. So that will be going on from noon to 10 on Saturday. This weekend is a big weekend for us here in Soldotna. We have progress days going on, and we have a parade that starts at 11 a.m. in downtown Soldotna, and it follows Binkley Street down to Warehouse Avenue. And we've got probably 75 to 80 different entries into the parade. Progress days, it's to celebrate Soldotna's progress, where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going in the future.
That was January Yeager in Soldotna and Cheryl Charlie in Minto. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK on Alaska News Nightly. To see pictures and video of the Marine Reservist training, go to our website at alaskapublic.org. We had help this week from Heather Arono. Tune in next week when we go hunting for rare pieces of Alaska history in the most humble of places, the yard sale. I'm Annie Fite.